Many people are tired of revisiting the events of September 11, 2001. Others feel it was a defining moment of their lives, one that in some way they never want to forget. As part of our Decade 9/11 special coverage, WNYC's Amy Eddings checks in on a woman and a man who embody both sentiments.
It sounds weird, but Beth Kronk and Jim Horch owe their relationship to the terrorist attacks of 9/11. They met on a subway in the sad, chaotic week that followed. Beth is 59 and is a dog groomer. Jim is 54 and an iron worker, a welder. He was in a deep funk after seeing his first body on the pile. She noticed and started talking to him to pull him out of it. This is from the story I did about them in 2002.
I thought to myself, well, this is how I can contribute. I can give my friendship to somebody who's working there. And that's a good start. Little did I know, I'd give my heart, too.
They found they had things in common, a love of music especially, and a sense that they were moving in a charged, supernatural atmosphere.
You could feel the people. At least I thought I felt them, you know. And there was days when I walked away where I felt that I took people with me. And there was one day I went to Grand Central Station. I didn't have to. I went there because I felt that whoever followed me out wanted to go.
It was this comment that musician Mary Chapin Carpenter heard while listening to the story on WNYC. It inspired her to write a song. She released Grand Central Station in 2004.
Got my lunchbox, got my hard hat in my hand. I ain't no hero, mister, just a working man. And all these voices keep on asking me to take them to Grand Central Station.
I love the song. I love the song. It's the best part of him. It's the absolute best part of him. And it's amazing that somebody that had never met him had gotten it. You know, the words, I ain't no hero, I'm just a working man, just really, every time I hear it, it gets me.
The song and a story CNN did about it in 2005 for the fifth anniversary of the attacks changed something for the iron worker. His ability to absorb the emotional blows from 9/11 finally collapsed.
It's hard for me to deal with it anymore. I don't want to look at it on the TV. I don't want to listen to it. I try really hard to avoid it. I think that I've taken all that I can, and I can't take anymore.
Beth, too, has had her fill. On 9/11, she was living on Nassau Street, two blocks from the World Trade Center. 3 years later, she moved to Secaucus, New Jersey, driven away from Lower Manhattan by despair and anger.
I just couldn't take it anymore. Every day you walk outside and see that hole in the ground and see the people gawking and everything. It was just overwhelming, the tourists and everything.
Jim moved in with her. They were together, but they had doubts about whether to stay that way, fueled in part by ongoing stress and trauma from the collapse of the World Trade Center. He got counseling for post-traumatic stress disorder. They both received couples counseling, too. And something shifted. They were married in 2007, nearly 6 years after their paths collided on that subway train after 9/11.
It's very hard to be around people who weren't part of it and don't understand just how overwhelming it was. I don't know how to say this, but it definitely is part of the glue that keeps our relationship together.
And 9/11, for as much as it pains him now to think of it, 9/11 is a glue that keeps Jim Horch attached to Ground Zero. The responsibility he felt for guiding souls off of the pile in 2001 now motivates him to rebuild the World Trade Center. Jim has worked at projects there, including the Freedom Tower. He's laid up now with a severe ankle injury he got while doing welding at the Fulton Street Transit Hub. He says he doesn't miss the work, but you can tell he misses the site.
If I only go back to work for one more day the rest of my life, I want it to be on the Freedom Tower when they get to the very top. I want to go up there. Yeah, that's I felt that when we were down there cleaning the place up, that if I have the chance, I need to be here when they build it back up.
And Jim's fellow iron workers are building it back up. The Freedom Tower, now officially called One World Trade Center, is now 80 stories tall, on its way to 105 stories. It's supposed to be finished in 2 years, and when it is, it will top out at the symbolic height of 1,776 feet and once again be the tallest building in the city, if not the country. Jim is happy about that. As he puts it, it will help take the scar up. But both he and Beth are disappointed that it's been taking so long.